Welcome to Monday Morning Motivation, Inspiration in the Ordinary. Were you inspired this weekend, or were you an inspiration to others? Traditionally, what inspires us most are ordinary people who have done extraordinary things. We appreciate when someone has the ability and the willingness to be selfless, creative, innovative, or just dares to be different. Mother Teresa, Gandhi, and Martin Luther King Jr. were ordinary people who decided that the world needed their help. People who believed that they could change the world despite nearly impossible odds and tremendous opposition, and they weren't afraid to try. The beautiful thing about inspiration of this kind is that ordinary part. Each of them came from backgrounds of great poverty and difficulty and faced giant hurdles. They succeeded because they were not afraid to be who they were. They were authentic, and they were passionate about their beliefs. Too often, many of us fail to see the greatness within ourselves. We sometimes assume that a person is only great if he or she makes headlines. But press isn't necessary. In fact, sometimes the most inspiring people in the world go completely unnoticed. What inspires me are the people who do something to better humanity in their own small corner of the world. They don't need headlines or accolades. They need only to know that they stepped up to make the world a little bit better. Have an inspired week this week, and if there's anything I can ever do for you, please don't hesitate to call me. Something to think about. Each of us can be an inspiration to those around us. You never know who you're going to impact when you give. Giving back leaves a legacy that will live on far longer than you will. You will be amazed at the way inspiring others makes you feel. In fact, it's the only feeling that rivals the one you get when you realize you've achieved your dream. For this week's weekly activity, be an inspiration to someone in your world this week. Reach out and connect. If you're not currently doing so, you can consider adopting a charity or cause this year. I donate heavily and contribute to Children's Miracle Network, and it is here local in our community. That's something that you could think about doing, and that can be a focus for you as you grow your business. You can also create a legacy. Some words of wisdom for the week. Do one thing every day that scares you. Eleanor Roosevelt. What's meant to be will always find a way. Patricia Yearwood. The flower that blooms in adversity is the rarest and most beautiful of all. Walt Disney. If you're reading this, congratulations, you're alive. If that's not something to smile about, then I don't know what is. Chad Sugg. We delight in the beauty of the butterfly, but rarely admit the changes it has gone through to achieve that beauty. Maya Angelou. Again, 2 years after starting our own brokerage with RE/MAX, we are still growing strong and growing our way to becoming the number one RE/MAX team in the world. So we're still looking for progressive real estate agents who are looking to develop their personal business and use the power of the team to take their real estate career to the next level. We are here to help. We're here to encourage, to give you the tools, talent, training, and support to reach for any goal you want to achieve. That's our commitment to you. Call me anytime to learn how we are helping agents grow their business faster, stronger, and a whole lot more fun while we're at it. Give me a call at 615-427-1520. And my email is Deborah@DeborahBeagle.com. And again, this is the Ashton Real Estate Group for RE/MAX Advantage. And I hope you have a great week.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.